Hello, welcome to Forum Matters, in which I shall say Chogham from time to time. Chogham, as you probably know, but a colleague of mine about 20 years ago didn't, stands for Commonwealth Heads of Government Meeting. My colleague, who was supposed to be in charge at the time, actually thought it was a place. No, Chogham is held in a place, and this year it's being held in Sri Lanka. Now, the Sri Lankan government appears to think that by hosting the Commonwealth Heads of Government, Chogham Summit, it is throwing a coming-out-to-respectability party after the war years. There's a word for that idea, and that word is wrong. The Sri Lankan military, which is dominated by Buddhist Sinhalese troops, took on the separatist Hindu Tamil Tigers during 26 years of bitter fighting in which both sides committed atrocities. The row over Chogham this year is mostly about the last 5 months of the war, which ended in 2009. The UN estimates that during that period alone, 40,000 civilians were killed. It is alleged, but not proven, that the majority of them were killed by the Sri Lankan military. Now, the Sri Lankan authorities deny responsibility, but they've consistently refused to carry out an inquiry, and they've snubbed the UN Human Rights Commissioner, Navi Pillay. She says she's seen no effort by Sri Lanka to properly investigate allegations of mass murder. It is therefore puzzling why the 53-member Commonwealth voted to hold the summit in Sri Lanka's capital, Colombo, and so confer on it the 2-year leadership of the organisation, especially in the light of the Commonwealth's own charter published just 2 years ago. The charter is writ through with promises about human rights. It was back in 2009 that the then UK Labour government agreed with everybody else that it should be held in Colombo in 2013, and that Labour government is now in opposition and is castigating Prime Minister David Cameron for attending. Well, the UK has conferred its blessing on the meeting by sending Prince Charles on his 61st birthday, no less. And politicians attending, such as David Cameron, argue that only by engaging with Colombo can it engage with the issues. Now, Cameron's promised to bring up human rights during the conference. The Commonwealth Secretary General, Kamala Sharma, says the meeting shows the Commonwealth in action. However, the Prime Ministers of India, Mauritius and Canada are all staying away, and human rights groups believe the organisation's reputation has been damaged, saying it should have taken a tougher stance. Well, earlier this year, the US State Department went much further than the Commonwealth's gone. It declared serious human rights abuses had occurred during the war and have continued unabated since 2009. Now, this infuriates Sri Lanka's president, Mahinda Rajapaksa. It also infuriates his brother, who happens to be the Minister for Economics. And it infuriates another brother, who is the Defence Secretary. Oh, and the Speaker of Parliament's not very happy either. You might have guessed by now, he is the another brother of the president. The president's son, by the way, is an MP in the ruling party. And the president himself won his seat that his father had won. We haven't got time to go into all his cousins that also hold positions of authority in the new Sri Lanka. Anyway, they all say that Sri Lanka's a vibrant democracy and that the outside world fails to understand the struggle the state went through and the efforts it's now making to recover and unite a nation of 23 million people. About 73% of Sri Lankans are Sinhalese, Buddhist, and about 13% are Tamil, Hindu, and then some other minorities. Anyway, the government hints that those calling for a proper investigation into human rights violations are guilty of neo-colonialism. And that's a card a lot of countries play if they want to make people feel guilty and in order to hide their own misbehaviour. Now, the politics of the situation are further complicated by the fact that the biggest investor in Sri Lanka now is China. And that gives Colombo a bit of room for manoeuvre in its dealings with Commonwealth countries. In the run-up to the summit, a group of pro-government protesters prevented a team from the UK's Channel 4 News from travelling to the north of the country, where the worst human rights abuses are said to have happened. The UK Foreign Secretary William Hague criticised the treatment of the team. 100 Tamils, whose family members disappeared during or after the war, were prevented from getting to the capital on the grounds that their presence might cause disorder. Well, as a coming-out party, all that is coming out so far is a concentration on what happened in 2009 and afterwards. And this has led to the question of whether Sri Lanka, and indeed the Commonwealth itself, is living up to the standards of its own charter. That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.